Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
And there you go. You're all set to go, Dr. Connie.
Alrighty. I guess I'm on. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, let me just take a minute. For anybody who wants to call in later on in the show and get some readings and everything like that, the number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. All yours.
Okay, thank you. My name is Dr. Connie McNeil. You are listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is In the Arms of the Angels. You can meet me here every Thursday night. This is 8 o'clock on Eastern Time. At the half hour of each show between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, so at 8:30 Eastern Time, please call in, and I would be very honored to work with the angels to give you a free angel card reading. You can also, my website is still under construction. I'm doing it myself, and I'm learning how to construct this thing. So it's a work in progress. But you can contact me at drconniesays@gmail.com. That's drconniesays@gmail.com. You can ask me any questions, or I can certainly do a reading for you through Skype or on the phone, or you can email me your requests. I can do the reading and then email you back. So it's very flexible the way that that I can be of service to you. Tonight I wanted to talk about your chakras, what they are, why it's important to balance them out, and what happens to us physically when we do or we do not balance out our chakras. If you think of us as energy, which we are, then we have points of heightened energy that go to up the midline of our body, right up our spine. And if we can keep these balanced, then our overall functioning is better. We all have some sort of, well, maybe not all, but most of us have some sort of problems in our life, and something, whether it's financial or whether it's relationship or career or health or any and all of those, maybe some of you may have and some of us may have all of those. If we can keep ourselves balanced and grounded, then it keeps us from having these fear thoughts and this, I've said this before, but I called it the oh my God. It's just the oh my God way of living, where we're always waiting for the next shoe to drop, or we're waiting for the next creditor to call, or we're waiting for the guy or the girl to break up with us, because everybody always does. So it's like living in anticipation of the next horrific event. But when we stay grounded, then it's easier to go through the day aligned. If you think of yourself, the more that you ground yourself, the more that you stand up straight and you're able to breathe better, and your muscle tone is better, and so you think better and you have more clarity. So it's very important to do this. So I'm going to start at the bottom with the root chakra. And this is located at the bottom of your spinal cord. And it is a rich ruby red. What I'm going to do first is just kind of go through everything and explain it to you. Because as I do, I want you to be aware of physical problems or emotional or cognitive problems that you may be having. And I want you to make note of it, because if I don't have any callers or toward the end of the show, we're going to balance out the chakras. So as I'm telling you this, I want you to be aware of some of the areas that may be bothering you, so that you, when we do the balancing, you can pay more attention, okay? So, base of the spine, ruby red. This is your root chakra. The root chakra is, when that is activated, it helps us ground. It helps us keep us from feeling like that we're just bouncing all over the walls. It calms us down. It gives us a center point. It helps us to focus. It gives us stability. The root chakra represents our physical needs. So it's money to live on. It's having food on the table. It's having a place to live. It's those concerns that we can concentrate on when we want to talk about the very base foundation of what sustains us. Then we're talking about the root chakra. It's like our survival in the material world. The body that's associated with the root chakra are the kidneys and the adrenals. The adrenal, when they're not functioning well, our adrenal glands, which are two little teeny tiny glands that sit on top of our kidneys, we feel tired. We can't hold off infections. So we may have recurrent infections, or it's just hard to kind of ward them off. So we never really feel on top of ourselves. If we're going through a stressful time, we may become extremely tired, and we may have to go to bed, and we may get very irritable, and handling stress is just not what we can do. We physically hurt. We just feel achy. Our body is just there's so much tension and there's so much fear because, again, our very survival needs are not, we don't feel like are being addressed. If you may be irritable when you get hungry. You could be, if not hypoglycemic, which is low blood sugar, you could have blood sugar drops. You may get dizzy when you stand up, so your blood pressure is off and your blood sugar is off and you just feel tired. These are some of the physical symptoms that happen when we don't have and when we don't keep our root chakra activated. The next one going up, and this is right behind your belly button, it's called the sacral chakra. And it's a orange color, like a really beautiful piece of fruit orange. This has to do with emotions and relationships. It has to do with the way that we manage ourselves sexually, our self-worth, our creativity, are all found in this area right above the root chakra. It's sort of tribal. It's when we feel like when I say relationships, not only romantic relationships, but also just the relationship we have with our family and our community and in our workplace. So that would be covered with the sacral chakra and the physical tie into that is our reproductive system, the testes and the ovaries. So if you find, for example, ladies, that you have really bad cramps or really bad periods, or men, if you have problems with erections or anything along that has to do with the testes or the ovaries, some women I know, even when they release their eggs, it's very, very painful for them. So it would be helpful in these areas, and if sex is painful or it's not enjoyable, it could be that the sacral chakra, our ability to interact and intertwine in on a tribal community level, is not functioning well. Right behind the stomach is the solar plexus chakra. It is a yellow, like a bright yellow, like a sun. This has to do with your personal power. This has to do with your energy, your feeling like how effective you are. It has to do with who you feel like you are as a person, how happy you are, the kind of identity and the kind of person that you want to portray yourself to be. This is all found in the solar plexus. And this has to do with the liver. So what the liver does, the liver and the gallbladder and the pancreas all have to do with eliminating the body of waste. It has to do with digestion. It has to do with breaking down fats. It has to do with helping keep the body functioning because it's not carrying excess stuff. So if you find that you're constipated, if you find that you're bloated, if you find that your stomach is upset a lot, if you find that you feel full and it just doesn't feel comfortable for you, that is the area for you would be the solar plexus. Excuse me, so that your sense of personal power. So you have your survival needs, you have your tribal community, and you have your personal self. The next chakra area is an emerald green, and it is the heart chakra, and it is located around your heart. This has to do with love and understanding. It has to do with trusting people, with how open you are, how much you're going to allow yourself not only to give love, but how much love you're going to receive from other people. How compassionate you are. It also has to do with forgiveness. So if you, and a lot of people will say, it feels like my heart is breaking, or I have a heart, my heart feels so hard, I will never forgive that person. The area physically around the heart chakra is going to be anything that has to do with the heart, obviously. It's going to pump our blood through our body and cleanse the blood so that we maintain the process of our circulatory system. It also helps to lower the heart rate, so that what happens is when we find that we're anxious, or we find that we're not trusting somebody, and we find we're in a dangerous, what we may feel would be a dangerous relationship, our heart can actually beat faster because we have this underlying tension and anxiety. So one thing that the heart chakra does, with this is actually the vagus nerve, the circulatory system, the thymus, are all areas around the heart. So what the vagus nerve does is helps to slow our heart rate down so that our heart is not having to overwork. It also creates a stronger immune system so that we're able to fight off the infections, and we're able to actually, if you think about it, the more you're around people, the more germs you get and the more likely you could get sick. So the more that we're around people, it actually could build up our immune system so that we can stay in contact with other people. So if you think about it even that way, keeping the heart chakra open, if you can think of it as just the body flowing, not only flowing with the circulatory system of the blood, but flowing with love and compassion, with being able to give, with being able to receive. So you just you can think of it as just a big system that just runs almost on itself, that the love just sort of keeps beating and keeps beating. So that would be the heart chakra. The next three, the throat chakra, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. This actually starts and opens up the more spiritual energy centers in your body. So the next one up from the heart is your throat chakra, which would be located right in your throat. This has to do with communication. This has to do with self-expression, listening, writing, speaking, being able to voice yourself, being able to have a voice, being able to stand in your own power by speaking your own mind. Even if somebody says, "What do you want? You know, where do you want to go for supper?" And you may be one of these people that says, "Oh, I don't know. I don't care. I don't know." And you're always deferring to somebody else. This would be the area for you to stand up and say, "Gee, I really want to go eat Chinese." Even if nobody else wants to go, the very fact that you spoke begins to open up your throat chakra so that you can start communicating and voicing yourself and standing in your own power. The throat chakra is the color blue, and it affects the lungs, the throat, the thyroid. It affects your body temperature. It actually affects the parathyroid, which is located in your throat area, controls the calcium that's in your blood and in your bones. So even if you want strong bones, and if you think about it, it kind of makes sense that the more I energetically and spiritually stand up for myself and I flex that spiritual muscle there, the more that it's going to allow me to have stronger bones and tissues to be able to stand and voice the person that I am. So if you're one of these people that don't communicate, and sometimes some of these issues are from past lives, so there could have been a time in a past life when speaking up for yourself did not serve you well. Between the throat chakra and the third eye, I know for me, I know that I was burned at the stake as a witch in Salem. And I know that there are people that came back and are in my life space now that were actually the people that burned me at the stake. And part of it is coming through into this lifetime to heal. And part of when I didn't feel I could speak back then, and when I was punished for having psychic powers, for having being able to connect to my higher self, that has all moved into this lifetime with some of the people that were actually against me back then, so that we have an opportunity on another playing field to be able to heal relationships that were obviously not working well back then. So if you find that you're having a particular issue with a particular chakra, or you find that you really just can't speak for yourself, or you're having constant body aches, or you're having sexual problems, or you're having heart problems, it's quite possible that if you went to a spiritual advisor or had spiritual healing done, or past life regression, or Reiki, or I find a lot of energy movement in chiropractic care. So there are outlets for us, and we actually have moved into this lifetime with issues related to past lives events that if we continue to be afraid or not open ourselves up in our energy centers, then we won't be able to successfully and completely heal what we brought into this lifetime to heal. So please speak for yourself. Just stand up. Even if nobody agrees with you, that's not the point. The point is that you just said something. The next energy area moving up is violet, purple, and it is the third eye, which is located right between your eyebrows. It also has to do with your hearing, your ear. These are the seven main chakras. There are also ear chakras for when the angels speak to us, when we have psychic abilities. Those areas are also manifested. So the third eye represents the psychic eye and also the psychic hearing. So it's our psychic ability. It's our ability to, I have a friend that can astral project and put himself in another location. Some people see visions. Some people are able to meditate and see the angels, and that all has to do with the third eye. Physically, the third eye is our ears, our nose. It's the part of our brain that helps us balance. The very first part of our brain that was being formed, because it's kind of been an evolutionary event. So our ability to balance, our ability to maintain sleep, our ability to do things that are not regulated. We can't make our heart beat, for example. Those are structures deep in our brain that the body automatically does things on its own. So what the third eye has to do with that part of the brain. It's kind of like a lower brain. So it has to do with hormone production, so that our muscles and our kidneys, things that we can't make ourselves do, we can't make our kidneys function, that they function effortlessly, they function with health, they function adequately. Our nervous system sends messages throughout our body to make our body work. So the nervous system and this master pituitary gland are in this third eye area. And this is the area that when we open ourselves up psychically, it also is the part of our body that just sort of runs itself. So it's important to keep that area open. The last indigo is the last chakra. It's the crown chakra, located right on top of the head. And this is universal consciousness. This is like our our cosmic connection. If you're like me and you feel like when you're really communicating with the angels and you're really open to what God has to say, it's like you, the top of your head, you can almost feel there's a hole in the top of your head, and it just, it's like light and power and like this massive connection just comes right out of me, right up into the sky. And being enlightened and learning has to do with the crown chakra. That has to do with, again, our sleep-wake cycles, so that we stay in our body rhythm. It's very important that we sleep. It's very important that we, when we wake, that we maintain a balance in our ability in what it is we do, and what it is in the times when we need to rest. A lot of us, when we get worried and feel like that we can't handle everything on ourselves, sleep is one of the first things to go. A lot of people have sleep apnea, which is a condition when you wake up maybe 100 times at night and you don't even know that you're waking up, because you go back to sleep immediately. But in the meantime, every time you wake up, all of these disruptions keeps the oxygen flowing to the brain, so that people don't think as clearly. And when you're tired, you're kind of muddy and befuddled. So the crown chakra is that openness of being able to just be totally focused onto the Creator, and the Creator being able just to like download information into our system. So those are the chakras, those are the colors, and those are the body parts that are connected with each chakra. And what the angels want from you and from me and from all of us is to keep ourselves open and flowing, so that our body functions optimally. Our body pulls naturally toward health. All living creatures pull naturally toward health. And if we allow ourselves to align with the energy that we naturally have in our bodies, and we're mindful of it, and we stay attuned to it, then when we feel like something is off, because when you feel pain, something's wrong. And we can go take an aspirin, or we can go take something and cause the pain to go away, but we didn't reach the underlying cause of what was causing the pain. So going back to our sacred body and checking in with the angels and checking in with our Creator, and finding out if there's something within us that needs to be shifted that might be causing the pain would benefit us greatly. So, Mark, I think we're right at the half hour, if you want to step in and do your half hour thing.
All right, sounds good. You have been listening to Dr. Connie and In the Arms of the Angels. She is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. If you've missed any of her shows and want to go back and listen to them, you can find them in the archives. All the shows are available in the archives. You're also able to download them, the MP3s. You're able to get them through iTunes and everything else. So to find out more about this show or any other show, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And right back to you, Dr. Connie.
All righty, thank you. Again, this is Dr. Connie, and if you would have any questions or comments, or I would love to hear from you, I can be reached. My website's still under construction. You could reach me at drconniesays@gmail.com. That's drconniesays@gmail.com. Again, I would love to hear from you. So we're going to move into a meditation to balance the chakras. So what I would like for you to do is, again, sitting. It would be helpful in this one if you're actually sitting up, because it would be great to have your spine straight up and down, because this is where the energy centers are. And putting your feet flat on the floor. And again, keep in mind those areas that are a problem for you, or areas where you are, for example, women who are wanting to get pregnant, or people who are wanting to be in a relationship, or people that are not even feeling like they have their foundational survival needs met. I want you to think of where you are. And as we go through the chakra areas, you can focus on what it is you would like to do in those areas. So taking a deep breath, breathing from the belly, getting your lung full of air. And this is not a rush, not a rush exercise. When you're doing this, and when you're listening to this at a later time and you're going through the exercise, this is a beautiful, sacred, holy moment. So breathing in, and you're breathing in sacred, beautiful, cleansing air. And you breathe that in, and when you breathe out, I want you to push the roots that are growing from the bottom of your feet down into the earth so that you feel very grounded. I want you to feel at one with the core center of the earth, where there is so much strength, and there is so much nurturing, and there is so much sustenance for us. So breathing deep and going, putting your roots down into the ground. And as you do that, you'll find that as you continue inhaling, the beautiful nurturing from the earth is now coming up through those roots and coming up into your body. And as it comes into your body, you're going to feel, you might feel tingling, or you may feel a relaxation, or you may feel some kind of sensation. Bringing the energy from the earth, from Mother Gaia, up into your body and through your crown chakra, because it's going up all the way through all of your energy centers, through the crown chakra, and you're going to meet with Lord Metatron, and he blesses the energy that's been sent to him, and he's going to send it right back down to you again. So you're kind of suspended between Mother Gaia and Lord Metatron, and you just allow yourself to breathe in this energy as it's coming into you and out of you and back into you and back out of you, and you feel the oneness between the earth that you stand on and the heavens above you. And if you will look to the north, you will see Archangel Michael. If you look to the south, you will see Archangel Uriel. If you look to the west, you will see Archangel Gabriel. If you look to the east, you'll see Archangel Raphael. So now you have Mother Gaia below you, Lord Metatron above you, and these four of these archangels, these powerful archangels surrounding you, and you are in a bubble. And in this bubble, you are completely protected. And you can give to the angels what you want. You can feel anything that you want and know that it's okay. So starting with the root. So what I want you to do first, before we go to the chakras, what I want you to do is I want you to call. The archangels are there, and your guardian angels are there, and the other angels are there. They cannot help you without your permission. So ask the angels to come in. You can ask an ascended master. I always have, I'm very connected to Jesus. So whenever I clear my chakras, Jesus is always there. Lately, my dad has been there. So I call in my heavenly father and I call in my earthly father. Call your guardian angels in. Call your loved ones in. Call your support team in. And when you have them there, now, again, for me, it's Jesus. For you, it's going to be another angel. Have them start at the bottom of your spine, seeing a ruby red color. And take your chakra and give it to your angel. And take everything associated with that chakra. So if you're having fears about your money, your home, your livelihood, take this chakra and hand it to your angel or your ascended master. Watch them take it in their hand and cover it with their hand. And blow pure love. And blow power. And blow the power of the universe into that chakra. And as it's placed down into your lower spine, I want you to see it spinning and twirling. I want you to see it a bright red moving faster and faster and faster. And know that your foundational needs are met because you now have the energy source open to the universe to meet those base needs. Move up to your sacral chakra. Give this orange chakra to your angel or your ascended master. And they will go through the same process. So if you are having any sort of sexual issues, maybe you want to conceive a child, maybe there's other needs that you have, give your needs as well as your chakra to your angel or your ascended master. And watch them blow energy and blow power and blow love and everything that the universe stands for into that energy center and put that back within you. Now move up to your solar plexus. This is your personal power. This is where you get to stand and say, I am that I am. This is where you stand and say, thank you, God, that I am exactly who I am. So stand tall as you give this energy source, this yellow, bright yellow like a sun, energy source to your angel or your ascended master. And watch them hold this power that is you in their hand and watch it grow and get bigger and brighter and more powerful. And you almost can't look at it. It's brighter than the sun. Now feel that as it goes back into your stomach. Feel your stomach warm. Feel it full. Feel yourself expanding. Feel how powerful and magnificent you are. move up into your heart chakra. Now, for a lot of you, this is going to be a tough one, because every time we have been hurt, we have put another chain on our heart. And every time we've trusted and been disappointed, or every time we've opened ourselves up and got stepped on. So I want you to look at your heart. When you give it to your ascended master or your angel, I want you to take a moment and just look at it. What does it look like? Is it chained? Is it trapped in ice? Has it gotten hard and crusty because you just have forgotten what it's like to truly open yourself up to love? Is it scarred and wounded? Take whatever time you need. When you give this chakra to your ascended master or your angel, and walk over there with them and hold their hands and have them hold your hand so you feel what love is, and you feel the chains falling off, and you feel the hardening soften, and you see the scars healing, and you see the open wounds mending. And see your angels with their tears, because they love you so much and they want you to know that love. And see how tenderly they put your heart chakra back into your heart. And they keep their hands on it just a moment longer, because they want you to open, keep this open. They want you to trust them that they will work with you on how to keep your heart open. The heart chakra is the pathway from your physical needs up into your spiritual needs. So the moving up into the next three chakras are going to be now waking yourself up spiritually. So starting with the throat, which is a blue, I want you to take this throat chakra out of your throat and hand it to your ascended master or your angel. And I want you to watch them as they hold this, and it becomes this beautiful, glowing, blue, like the sky, open as the sky, massive and expansive as the sky. And when they put it back into your throat, that you have the courage, because now your heart's open, you have the courage and the desire to find your own voice. So take the chakra, and as you place it back into your throat, feel what it's like the oil, like the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy gives him the oil can around his mouth and he finally starts to speak. That's you. He's finally gotten his mouth open. He's finally being able to express himself. That's you. Moving up between your eyes, your third eye, is this beautiful purplish color. If you have problems with your nose being stopped up, or your eyes are very dry, or your ears ringing, or you can't hear because your ears are closed down. If and this is also good for your especially focusing on your left eye in this particular chakra as it relates to our physical being. So take this chakra out from between your eyes and hand it to your angel or your ascended master. And watch even your higher self, because your higher self is so excited, because this is where you get to start really hearing the angels and really opening yourself up to the spiritualness that you are. So this will be where you will see, when you see things like feathers, you will be reminded that that's a sign from the angels. When you see number sequences, when you the ability that we have to as spiritual beings is so connected to this third eye, because that's where psychically we get to connect. So watch and feel what it's like as they place this back into your between your eyebrows. And just feel what it's like to have that massive amount of psychic ability. And just, you don't have to do anything with it, just experience it. The last one is the crown chakra, and this is a kind of a purple-blue. Right above your head. So take this chakra and give it to the angels or your ascended master. And watch them hold it in their hand and again blow power. And this is your divine connection. It's bigger now. Now that they've handled it and they've touched it and you've expressed your desire to be open to spiritual messages. And they place this power on the top of your head and feel your skull open up and feel the rush as you are able to connect with the angels and the ascended masters and your loved ones who work really hard at speaking with you and wanting your attention, and this is the connection to get there. So just observe yourself, starting from the top, and just feel what it's like to be so open. Feel the warmth as you go down your spine and you feel connected and you feel one and you feel okay, and you know that things are going to be okay because now you have opened up those energy centers for the angels and for God to be able to work through. So keep in mind what your physical needs are, your emotional, your spiritual, your relationship. Keep in mind what issue you have. And when you find that something is not going well for you in a particular area, check in with your chakra. And in your mind's eye, just look at it. And this is your baseline. This is as bright and as powerful as it can be. So if you checked on it at another time, has it lost some of its power? Because the more we go into fear, the more we go into doing things our own way, the more we give our power away to other people, it dims our chakra and it closes down the power that we have. So anytime you are able to go in and clean your chakras out and call your masters, your ascended masters, call your angels and have them assist you so that when your that area is up and running, then it will work better for you.
Dr. Cunning?
Yes.
I have a caller for you.
Okay. I'm ready.
Annie?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
I'm fine, Dr. Connie. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be of service. How can I help you?
Well, I actually have a lot of things going on in my life right now, and I didn't want to ask anything specific, but I just didn't know. Well, I guess I was wondering if there was any guidance that would come through for me.
Oh, honey, there's always guidance that comes
through. Well, I would like to know what they have to say to me.
Okay. So this is an area with just your, just whatever they would have for your highest good?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put the phone down just a second so I can shuffle. Hang on.
Sure. Whoa, let me turn it down.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay. It's a nice area up there.
Oh, yes, it's very beautiful. We had some rain today.
It really is. Connecticut is a beautiful, beautiful state.
That's why I'm originally from New York, so Connecticut keeps me a little bit more grounded.
Yeah, it's not quite as fast-paced, you know, but it's got a lot of really good stuff, so... All right.
Yeah, they don't roll the streets up at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, no. Okay. You are, one of the issues that you're having right now is in relationships. And you have closed yourself off. And one of the things that the angels want you to do is... to look at, did you hear the meditation about opening your chakras?
I did not. I actually just caught the show, and I was like, oh, my God,
okay.
It's on.
Okay. Well,
but
when
I will
you go
be
back
listening
and
to
listen,
the replay.
Yeah. When you go back and listen to it again, this whole exercise was on opening up the chakras, and one of the things that the angels are telling you is that you've closed your heart. I don't know if you've gotten hurt. I get the sense that you've gotten hurt and you've been very afraid about opening yourself back up there and kind of taking a risk again.
Yes.
So one of the things that they want you to do is to open up your heart chakra so that this is the area where you receive love, it's where you give love, it's where you learn to trust. Going along with that, when you start to close your heart down and you start to close your emotions down, then your whole body just kind of gets cluttered, and it's like we're carrying a lot of toxic energy.
Mm.
It's quite possible that you get the anger or the hurt that you have from this situation. You're carrying it in your body. So I don't know if you're having aches or pains, but
oh, yeah.
Okay, because what I'm seeing also is not only the physical, but just the emotional of you're really in a lot of emotional pain.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So opening up your chakra is going to help that, but asking the angels specifically to clear the toxic energy that you carry would be very freeing for you.
Okay.
And I think it would also help you feel better because, see, one of the things is you're very sensitive. You're emotionally sensitive. You've always been emotionally sensitive.
Yes.
So you carry people's stuff. You carry more stuff than you need to because it's not yours.
Right.
You can walk into a room and walk out and you feel different because you've picked up other people's emotions because you're just so emotionally sensitive.
Right.
If somebody says something, you're going to get your feelings hurt.
Yeah.
And then you're going to, you know, then you're going to be guilty because you, you know, said or did something that somebody else thought was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing to be sensitive. I'm sensitive, too. We've only got a couple minutes, and I hate to rush this.
No,
I'm sensitive,
okay.
too, so I get it. So listen to the show about opening your heart chakra. Ask the angels to specifically to clear the toxic energy that you picked up from other people.
Any one particular angel I should ask?
You know, I would start with Raphael because he's the angel. Yeah, he's the angel that popped up. So he's gonna heal you emotionally and start opening up your heart. And he's, when I think of Raphael, I think of emerald green, which is the same color as the heart chakra. So all this thing seems to be swirling around your heart.
Okay.
Be sure every day, especially when you're in a work or certain situations, that you put like an energy shield around you, like a white light,
mm-hmm.
like a bright something to protect yourself, because people like me and you, we're just sort of the garbage bag that picks up everybody's stuff, and then we walk
right.
out feeling horrible, and we don't even know why.
Right.
So, on the show, I gave my website. I would love to hear from you and see how your situation changed after you call on, you know, Archangel Raphael to kind of help you out with this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. You're very welcome. My pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you.
You too.
All right. I think we're ready to wrap up the show. Why don't you go ahead and give out your email address to everybody in case someone wants to get in contact with you.
Absolutely. It's Dr. Connie Says, DrConnieSays. @gmail.com.
All right. It's always great having you on. If you are just tuning into the show now and missed any part of it, you can go back. The show will be available in the archives and probably about 5 or 10 minutes after the show ends. And you just go back to the same link you went to now and go down to the bottom, and you'll see the previous shows and everything. You can go back and listen to them anytime you want. You are listening to Dr. Connie. Her show is Into the Arms of the Angels. It's on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you can find out more about this show and other shows at the website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, in the last minute, if you'd like to just give a general blessing or something from the angels to close out the show.
I would. Serena wants to tell you that she is the angel of abundance. And abundance can mean financial. Abundance can mean love, health. It's abundance of whatever you want. So call on God, call on the angels, and remember that this is a lifestyle in the universe of abundance.
Sounds good. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.
Mm-hmm.